Joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline from the Small Business Development Center, I believe we've got Aiktha Markulyer on the line.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
I'm happy now that I hear the smile in your voice because you have big news for small business.
Yeah, we are super excited to be launching Small Business Week that we are having July 27th through the 31st with our amazing partners, the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado. And this is, I think, Ted, the 18th year we are doing this. And it's just a great week of events to celebrate small business, especially right now, provide education and give out some awards.
Aiktha, it just gets bigger and better, and we're finding we don't have to go far to find excellence in business here in the Pikes Peak region. And you guys do a fine job of making sure that they're properly recognized.
Well, it's our job at the SBDC and BBB to make sure we're supporting every small business in the communities we serve. And, you know, we've just had such great nominations for the awards this year, and we're excited to announce those winners during the awards celebration. And, of course, like always, we'll keep it a secret until that day. There's so few times that we have that element of surprise still at these awards celebrations, and we have found the best of the best in the five categories that we're awarding that day. And, you know, we're really excited. Caradio is our partner again on the week of events.
Oh, we cannot tell you how excited we are about that. I think we're working on year three together, and we want there to be many more of those. The interesting thing about this year's events is because of creepy COVID, we're all going to be virtual, but that isn't going to take away one little thing from this big event, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, it is so important right now that we move forward just like our small business community is trying to do. We need to pivot just like everybody else, and we did. So we pivoted, and we're offering everything virtual. And the cool thing is that those events from Monday through Friday are all free this year. And because they're virtual, we're planning on having quite a big turnout. You know, we had 3,000 last year, and we're planning on having quite a bit more being a part of our events. We're completely virtual. We're producing some amazing videos, and we're going hybrid with a little bit of live stream in person and virtual. So a little bit of all three.
What is the web address, and how do we get dialed in for Small Business Week this year?
Absolutely. You can find all the information, learn about our partners, and register for the events at pikespeaksbdc.org/SBW.
You'll hear a lot about it in the next couple of weeks from us here on the Caradio side. Aiktha, you and I have some time scheduled together along with Jonathan and maybe even a couple of the food truck operators that are going to be a part of the year-long event, which is another big change. And so do you want to talk about the passport?
Yeah, so we have a guide to food trucks that we have replaced the food truck competition with. And what's cool about that, it has great discounts to the food trucks that we have in our community and a $10 gift certificate for a free meal from one of the food trucks as well that's participating. And you can find all that information on our website as well. The cool thing is that guide is good for an entire year until we have the real competition in person again at the World Arena next year.
And it's not only an eating participation sport. You're going to be able to vote throughout this entire time for your favorite food truck. So take your time, visit them all, gain a couple of pounds supporting small business. It's worth it.
Absolutely.
And then cast your vote.
We'll make the COVID-15 a COVID-20.
There we go. Aiktha Markulyer, Executive Director of Small Business Development Center, you are wonderful. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on Caradio's Afternoon News and for the infinite amount of time that you've committed along with resources to making Small Business Week 2020 a huge success.
Thank you, Ted.